Sawing logs is hard work, especially for fifth graders like Amelia, Leonie, and Taylor. The result can be seen in this rustic but sturdy log cabin overlooking the Goodwillie Environmental School. The cabin was built almost entirely by the fifth grade class in half-hour shifts because the work is so demanding.
Yeah, we worked on the chinking, the floor inside here.
I did that chinking.
And then we worked on the floor inside here.
Yeah, this used to be awesome.
And when we get enough bricks, that's what the fireplace is going to look like.
The students get most of their instruction in science, math, history, and other subjects as they hike through the woods or work on an outdoor project like the cabin. Of course, they spend some of their time in the classrooms in the Southwest Michigan School. But today, volunteer George Stegmeier is building a kiln where he will fire raw bricks for the cabin's fireplace. The bricks were made by the students with mud they dug from the grounds. Stegmeier explains how the hot air will move through the kiln and then blast through the chimney.
Just like firing, you know, pottery, it reconfigures the molecules so that they are no longer water-soluble.
The students call Stegmeier Grandpa, an example of the extended family atmosphere of the school. Only about 50 children are selected each year, the ones who show a passion for the outdoors. Parent Peter Chan says it's not for every kid, but he wishes all school districts had an option like this.
I spent from sunup to sundown, most of the time I can remember playing outdoors, if not exploring the fields, the farmer orchard or the woods by my house. And unfortunately today, children don't have that experience.
Chan went to a similar school when he was young. He's now a meteorologist. He's enthusiastic about his son having the same opportunity. Some of the parents might worry that their child could fall behind in traditional coursework here, but fifth grade teacher Rick Gillette says there's nothing to fear. Students consistently score 100 on the state's annual standardized test, all without teaching to the test.
For instance, in the science test, when you get into the physics in inclined planes and pulleys, when you've actually used them in building the log cabin, it makes sense. You really understand how the physics work.
Gillette says he doesn't expect every student in the outdoor school to become a biologist or forest ranger, but he does expect the school to make a lasting difference. He says some of his former students have come back to see him when they've reached college age. He says that's when it really seems to sink in how much they learned here.
I really do. I think once it's in your heart, you're never going to get it out of there.
That already seems to be the case with most of the students. Fifth graders Spencer and Evan can't wait until sixth grade, when they'll have a chance to tackle a project in the Native American village that's tucked into the woods below the log cabin. They show off the two buildings that previous sixth graders built, an Ojibwa smokehouse and a winter house.
This is the inner bark of basswood. It is basically ties the whole thing together, holds it up, and these go down about 5 feet into the ground. These go down about 10 feet into the ground. So as you can see, it's very, very sturdy.
This fall, a brand new group of fifth graders will arrive at Goodwillie Environmental School. They'll take up where the last class left off and build the fireplace for the cabin. Along the way, they will also pick up the knowledge, experience, and passion for the outdoors that will help them be lifelong stewards of the earth in years to come. For the GLRC, I'm Tracy Samilton.